Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to a Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, I've got to let you all know we have some amazing new news here. I have a note flashing in front of me to let you all know that we have the new LA Talk Radio app. It's free. Go download it. Get rid of the old one. Get the new one. It's so high tech. I was playing with it all weekend. It's so much fun. And I believe you're going to enjoy it immensely. So go get the new LA Talk Radio app. Speaking of believe, what is it that you all really believe in life? Well, that's a question that Oprah has been trending with for literally, I think, like the last 3 months, but intensely over the last couple of days because there's that new series, Believe, on OWN. So I just want to play this for you real quick. These are the trailers that they are putting out there now, the teasers. So let's listen to this teaser. When we come back, I want to discuss it with you. So Ronnie, let's play the Oprah Believe teaser.
My confidence comes from knowing there is a force, a power greater than myself that I'm a part of and is also a part of me.
We're all interconnected. We're all in this together.
You start questioning things. Why is it like this? Is God the person with the old white beard?
I just fell really hard. I don't want to be carrying that anymore.
To ask these questions is really the privilege of being human.
Hope is the simple belief that things can change.
I don't know why, I just know I have to be there. I just have to be there.
I believe in the things that I see and touch and hear.
The way I look at it, God brought me into this world for a purpose. The same as God brought every human being into this world for a purpose.
To you to believe.
Hi, YouTubers. I'm excited to give you an update about our OWN YouTube channel. Now you can find new videos every day. They're the kind of videos that will make you look at life differently. They may even make you laugh a little bit. Who doesn't need a daily dose of that? So here's just a taste of some of what you'll see.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well, that is the new series, Believe. Why are we here? What is it that you believe? What is it that you think we are? Well, those are the questions that Oprah's been asking. That's what's trending. So check your local listings for the OWN network and see when Believe is playing. Tonight was the premiere. Awesome, awesome stuff. It will change. Not like change you in the aspect, maybe it will, but it will change the way you see things. I don't know, when I say change, I feel like something is wrong. But what I know is that for sure that we're all here at this exact time in this exact place, and that's exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, thank you so much for tuning in to Max and Friends. It's a pleasure to have you here. Tonight we have some great guests coming on. My first guest in just a moment, she'll be here joining us, is Sarah Bear Sinat, and we're going to be talking about pasta. All things pasta, because there's a truth about pasta. And we're going to find out what that truth is here tonight on Max and Friends. And then coming up, the new book, Bounce. Authors Noelle August are going to join us tonight here on Max and Friends. So we've got a lot of fun things happening. Plus, I have music for you tonight that will really, I think, put you into a wonderful space for this week coming ahead. You know, that's the whole point of Max and Friends, is just to leave you with a great place on Sunday night to get you all revved up for Monday, all revved up for a wonderful week ahead, and just to remember to take life to the max. Take it to the max. But before we take it to the max, tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag believe, and let me know, finish the sentence, we are. And let me know what you think we are in this life. I believe we are divine. So right now, I also believe that pasta is one of my favorite things since I grew up in an Italian household with a father from Florence. Pasta was always on the table. And you know, I have that wonderful series that we're working on right now, which is Inside Italian Food Festivals. And we talk about pasta in there and all the food festivals throughout all of Italy with the pasta festivals. But the fun stuff that's coming out is that World Pasta Day is just around the corner. So we're going to talk about that tonight on Max and Friends. So I got a little jingle for you right now, and it's called Pasta. Hit it. Yes, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for joining us tonight here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. That was just a little fun song for pasta, because my next guest, Sarah Bear Sinat, is president of Old Ways, a nonprofit food and nutrition organization improving good health through cultural food traditions and lifestyles. For more information, I need you all to go to pastaforall.info and oldwayspt.org. I'll tweet them after the show. So follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. But I'm right now, let's just welcome my guest, Sarah Bear Sinat. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you so much, Max. It's great to be here, and we believe in pasta.
Don't you just love that little pasta song we played for you?
I love the tune. And you know, it's you know, we think of pasta as an Italian food, and it is, but it's also a world food, and we'll be celebrating World Pasta Day next Sunday, October 25th. It's a holiday that everybody can participate in. It comes around October 25th every year.
How wonderful. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about you, Sarah, and then about Old Ways. So tell us about your life and how you fell in love with pasta and started this whole truth about pasta.
Well, I've been in love with pasta my whole life. And I started out working at Inc. magazine and then went to work at Old Ways and learned about cultural food traditions. We created the Mediterranean diet pyramid. Everybody knows about the Mediterranean diet and how healthy it is. And pasta is one of the, well, it's a foundation of the Mediterranean diet. And we also created other cultural food traditions, Asian, Latin American, vegetarian and vegan, and a new African heritage diet pyramid. And they're all mostly plant-based diets, really delicious, and they, you know, make cultural food traditions. You know, food is such a part of all culture and a part of our lives. And these are really healthy foods. It's healthy ways of eating, and they're also really sustainable, good for the planet as well, which pasta is certainly as well. Old Ways also is the Whole Grains Council. I don't know if you probably know the little black and gold symbol that's on thousands of food products in more than 40 countries. And it helps consumers find whole grains, which are really the traditional grain in diets around the world.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk about some of the misconceptions around carbohydrate-containing foods such as pasta and their impact on a healthy diet. So what do you feel are the strongest reasons we should eat pasta in terms of our health?
Well, pasta is a foundation of a lot of healthy cultural food traditions, and it does not make people fat. It's a really low glycemic food because of the way pasta is made. You can make bread and you can make pasta out of the same ingredients, flour and water, but because of the way it's made, it's extruded through the little dye, and it's digested very slowly. Also, pasta, people don't eat pasta by themselves. They don't eat it naked. They eat it with all sorts of other healthy foods, like vegetables and olive oil, little bits of cheese and meat or fish, and it's a perfect meal on a plate.
So when does pasta become unhealthy?
Pasta becomes unhealthy if it's covered in cream, sauces, and too large portions. But really, pasta is healthy. It's a healthy carbohydrate food, and altogether, it's a perfect meal on a plate. At Old Ways, we look, and also the scientists agree with this as well, that, it's the whole diet that makes you healthy, and one food isn't going to make you a healthy person, but it's
absolutely
the way that you eat it. And pasta, because you're eating it with all sorts of other healthy foods, is a great illustration of this point.
You know, I grew up in Italy, in Florence, and we used to always have a bowl of pasta and just hung out with it. And everyone in Florence is particularly fit because a lot of people walk, they ride their bikes, they do their thing, and they eat their bowl of pasta. But speaking of portions, and that's a big part of the Italian, especially in Italy, the culture and the way we eat pasta. What is the right portion that we should really intake in our pasta, in our love for pasta?
It's a small plate. As you know from living in Florence, pasta is often eaten more than once a day, and it's just a very small portion. And there's not a lot of sauce all over it. It's cooked al dente, which makes sure that it's digested slowly as well.
Now, there's a lot of I am reading here that pasta is good for the planet. How is that so?
Because if you compare growing wheat to growing cattle, it takes a lot less resources to grow wheat and therefore make pasta than it does to grow cattle in order to serve meat. So if you're comparing it with other foods like that, it takes a lot less resources and also a lot less emissions
absolutely
than growing growing meat.
And what I love about pasta is that it is so inexpensive, and literally you can make an amazing meal out of pasta, right?
It is, and it's a canvas for cultural food traditions all around the world. You can think of, for instance, in Marcus Samuelson's book about African cuisine, there's a recipe for penne with harissa looking at North Africa. And in South America, there are lots of different pasta dishes. In Mexico, soup almost always has small cuts of pasta in it, and it's often a part of every dinner. So it really is a world food, which is why we're celebrating World Pasta Day next Sunday.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about more about World Pasta Day, there's been a lot of suggestions as to where the noodle or pasta has originated. So in your expertise, where do you say that really the origins of pasta stem to?
Well, there's the Marco Polo, the myth that Marco Polo introduced pasta to Italy from China. But I think it's really the Etruscans in Tuscany that were the first pasta dating back to the ancient Etruscan civilizations.
All right. I will go with that, especially since I have a Florentine father.
And Tuscan, so it's certainly in your heritage.
Absolutely. Now, what are some fun facts about pasta?
Well, fun facts about pasta. Sophia Loren says she owes everything that she is to pasta. And, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of shapes of pasta.
More than 600, right?
More than 600.
Wow.
And the word pasta comes from the Italian for paste, meaning a combination of durum wheat, semolina, and water.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, now I want to know more about World Pasta Day, because I know on October 25th, I am going to be celebrating it. But how can people in the U.S. celebrate World Pasta Day?
Well, certainly. Enjoy a pasta meal, a healthy pasta meal with your family, with your friends. Try a new shape. Try a different pasta recipe. Mix it with lots of vegetables. And, you know, maybe have a Latin American pasta dish or a Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. You know, try something new. Because pasta really is a canvas that you can dream up anything, a food that you love and pair it with pasta, and there you have a great meal.
What are some of your favorite pasta dishes?
Well, I do love the traditional pasta with tomatoes and basil, but I love orecchiette from the southern Italian region of Puglia. And the broccoli rabe is the traditional
recipe. Oh, delicious.
And then my mother makes a fabulous pasta with shrimp and lemon. And I have a friend named Hager from Ghana who makes wonderful pasta that we call Hager's pasta with onions and garlic and lemon. And you really can just mix anything with it.
Absolutely. Mine is pasta d'agosto. I love a pasta with a really good lobster. Delicious. One of my favorite. But
I also have to say cacio e pepe from Rome with cheese and pepper.
Oh,
it's a wonderful dish.
Right. Now the fun part starts, all these recipes of the show. But I want to let people know where they can find you. So let them know how they can reach out to you, how they can get involved with World Pasta Day.
Old ways. Our website is oldwayspt, the P is for preservation, the T is for trust, and we have a lot of recipes. We have a whole section under our good food section on pasta, including we have a scientific consensus statement, which we'll be updating in Milan at World Pasta Day on all the many reasons why pasta is a healthy food, a sustainable food.
Absolutely.
And we have lots of scientific information, but also practical recipes and food for your family.
How fantastic. Food for your family, some myth busting, and of course, World Pasta Day is October 25th. I have to thank you so much for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. Sarah, I'm going to try the pasta from Ghana. That sounds delicious.
It is wonderful.
Is that on the website?
It isn't, but I've told Hager she needs to give me the recipe.
Indeed. Tell her that Max from Max and Fred said we need that recipe, because listeners are tuning in and they're going to want to know what it is.
We'll have it up tomorrow. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much, Max.
Have a beautiful
Happy
night.
World Pasta Day.
Indeed. Happy World Pasta Day. And thank you for being an informative, really like such a wonderful person and giving us all these tidbits about pasta that we didn't know. Because that myth about it being that it doesn't make us fat, I think a lot of people are resonating with, because I'm getting tweets right now. So Thank you for that.
It does not make you fat. It's delicious and healthy.
Wonderful. And that's what we need to know. The truth about pasta here on Max and Friends. Right now, we're going to play a song called Believe. And I believe coming up next are my new guests that are new to the show, Max and Friends here. Some award-winning authors. You know how we roll here on Max and Friends. The book Bounce, Noel August. But right now, Believe by Sharon Agati, also known as my friend Sharon Gittal. Hit it.
We all need strength of some source of compassion to keep our faith in love itself.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the song from my girl, Sharon Gittow, in the UK, in London, believe. Sharon does our Hot Topics jingle here. Hey, Ronnie, do you have the Hot Topics jingle that Sharon plays for us? Can you hit it in a second? Let me know when you got it. Just play it. I'll talk until then. But that is my song. Here we go. You know what, Ronnie, do you also have the intro to Max and Friends that she plays? I think we should play that before my next guest come on, because we're going to bounce in a second, but we're going to have fun here on Max and Friends till then, XO. That's the cover of the book. Hit Max and Friends. Let me know when you find it, because I'm excited to let you all know that we have some great guests coming on in just a moment. But before we play that little intro that Sharon sings for Max and Friends here, let me ask you all a question. What do you get when friends pen a story with heart? Plenty of laughs and toe-curling kissing scenes. The answer? Noel August, and they're going to be here on Max and Friends, because there is a great set of books that you all need to get. The first one, which we're going to talk about, is Boomerang Rebound, and the latest, which is called Bounce, and we're going to have some fun here on Max and Friends in just a moment. But I want to play for you that Sharon Agati, Sharon Gittow, Max and Friends intro. Do we have it, Ronnie? Let's hit it. Did you find it? Hit it. No, you didn't find it? All right. So no problem. We're not going to hit it, but that's how live radio goes. And that's what happens when your host throws things to Ronnie to try to make her just be the magician. But she is. I love you, Ronnie. Anyway, let's get into the show, and let's just play Max and Friends short and pick this energy up here tonight on Max and Friends. Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time, tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how you think I'm doing. Good, bad, indifferent. We're here 8 years, so clearly we're doing something right. But my next guest, Lauren and Veronica, well, they got together, and they put a duo, a writing duo, that is going to blow your socks off, because we're going to talk about some kissing in just a minute here on Max and Friends. So welcome to the show, Lauren and Veronica.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're both here. Welcome, welcome. So, like, there's so much going on. Lauren, let's begin with you, because you have an interesting storytelling career. So tell us about it.
Oh, gosh. I do have a very, very varied career. So I've been a writing coach and a book editor, and I've done some ghostwriting. And, I just really kind of live for the written word. So that's my thing. And it's been wonderful, and I feel really super lucky, and that especially I get to work with awesome people like Veronica.
How much fun. Now, Veronica, you are a New York Times best-selling author, Under the Never Sky. How did you get into writing, and what did you feel like when you saw your name on that New York Times best-selling list?
I got into... I was always a very avid reader. I loved it, and I was a painter for a while. I went to art school. I was mentioning to you before that I'd lived in Italy for a while and studied art and painting in Tuscany. And then I kind of transitioned into doing more writing in my journals than making art, visual art. And then that kind of just, like, took off. I fell in love with writing and worked with Lauren. Lauren helped me kind of get my writing chops where they needed to be. And, so I have a trilogy that's a young adult trilogy. It is a New York Times bestselling trilogy. I'm very proud of it. And it's kind of in the vein of The Hunger Games and Divergent. And when I saw my name, to your question, oh, gosh. You know, it just so happened that when I found out, when I got a call from my editor and learned that I was a New York Times bestseller, all of the people that really, really matter to me most, that are blood relatives, not like, it would have been amazing if Lauren had been here, but my parents happened to be over at the house, my husband had come home early from work for whatever random reason, and my kids were here. So what I remember when I think back on that moment was just how cool it was that everyone happened be there, you know, because so often as a writer, you're just by yourself. So it was really cool to learn, and it was really cool to be able to share it with people immediately.
Absolutely. Now, do you believe in destiny?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What about you, Lauren?
Oh, absolutely. Although I also believe that you can create your own destiny. So
absolutely. It's all the process. Right? It's
Definitely.
A fun process. Well, destiny brought you two together to create some awesome things. So the new book, Bounce, let's go back, though, just a little bit, because for listeners who are tuning in who have never heard about you or your books, they're like, wait, we can't go to the end. And let's start at Boomerang. So tell us about Boomerang and how Boomerang transitions into Rebound and then Rebound turns into Bounce. I love all these words, by the way.
We love them, too. Those one-word catchy titles are awesome. Well, basically, Boomerang was, it's set in, all of our books are set in L.A., in and around L.A., and we really wanted to write smart, funny romances. This is in a genre called New Adult, which is pretty new. It's sort of an offshoot of Young Adult, but for readers who are, you know, in their late teens and up, you know, way into adulthood, which is where we are, And they're just these amazing characters who are in periods of their life where they are kind of transitioning into adulthood, you know, right out of college or just finishing college, or the genre is usually folks in college are just getting out, and about people finding their way into serious sexy romances and into their careers and finding their way around their arts and passion. So Boomerang is about a filmmaker and a former soccer star who find themselves after a sort of fateful one-night stand competing for the same job at a company called Boomerang, which is an online dating website for millennials on the rebound. And so it's sort of and their company policy is a very strict no dating among employees policy, so they have to work together and just long for each other and try to stay apart. And then all the books are what are called companion books, so some of the characters who show up in Boomerang become the main characters of Rebound, and some of the ones in Rebound become the main characters of Bounce. So you can read them all as standalones. You could start with Bounce if you wanted to and go back, and you wouldn't really be missing out on anything, but it ends up being a pretty full world.
A pretty full world.
We know.
Now, in your eyes, Veronica, who would Skylar play? Who would be the actress that would play her?
That's a good question. You know, Lauren wrote Skylar, so I almost feel a little bit...
Throw it to her.
I feel a little bit bad. Yeah, I kind of feel bad because I have a very clear picture. We've actually exchanged photographs of who we think are... characters would be, and we tend to not pick actors. Like I don't think we ever have picked actors, because when you think of actors, you bring sort of a preconceived, like, you know, idea of who they are to things.
That this might turn into something, no? Television-wise or movie-wise. I hear there's a buzz going on around it.
Yeah, well, there's always a possibility, and Lauren, both Lauren and I have the same film and literary agents, and you know, we have we've had some interest, so we'll see where it goes. But I don't know, Lauren. Do you have an answer for who Skylar would who you'd like to see as Skylar, like in a fantastic way?
Sure. I will say we did have a model for Adam in our second book, which was a young Ryan Gosling. So that was our. we did apply that. Yeah, and no, that's true. Yeah, yeah. He's the only one. Usually, we find these really amazingly good-looking models just out on the internet somewhere, and they turn out to be the people. But a friend of ours just directed a film for Disney. It's called Summer Forever, and there are a couple of actresses in that. They're younger. One's Allison Stoner, and one I think is Anna Grace. And she would be really perfect. I just saw her. These are all sort of new kind of YouTube celebrities, you know.
No, those are fun ones because we have. They're the fun ones. But now, who would play Gray?
Gosh, I don't know.
We should just go find that model, because
somebody really, really hot. Yeah.
So if you're tuning in and you know the books, this is what we'll do. Let's start a Twitter question. For all of you who are reading Bounce, tell us who you think, hashtag Bounce, and let us know who you think, if they were to be on the big screen, who would play Gray Blackwood, right? That's the fun way to play these games. Let the people get involved. Why should you guys have to do all the work? You've given us three books. Now, speaking of books, you know, there's so much going on with these books. First of all, why should young people, because really, is this who it's really geared toward, would you say? Even though everyone can read them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have, I would say that our readership is really who the age of the protagonist. So college age and older, I would say. And even teenagers, you know, will come to the book. But, you know, it's anybody who likes kind of a smart, sexy story, I would say.
All right. Well, talk to me about Bounce, because that's why people are tuning in, because they want to hear about it. What is it going to give us? Let's talk about the hot, the steamy, the good stuff.
Well, this one, I probably shouldn't say this, but I think it kind of turned out to be my favorite of the three. Mm-hmm. I really love the two characters. They're awesome. They're both musicians. And Skylar is a cellist, and Gray is a singer in a band, and he also kind of plays a little guitar. But as far as like writing the characters, you know, like being a creative person myself, it was just super fun to, you know, work with these two characters. And what the premise of the story is basically, so Gray is the younger brother of one of the producers on the producer on the film. And he's kind of a loose cannon as the story starts, and he throws a party at his brother's place in Malibu, and the house gets thrashed. And so as payment, he is made to work on the film set. And what ends up happening when he shows up on the set is that the lead actor is out with a crick in his neck. Like, he had some spot treatment and got a crick in his neck. So Gray is made to read the lead role, and so he reads with Skylar, who's there, who's kind of been dragged into this audition, so to speak, with her friend, who's really there in a more serious manner to, you know, audition for the lead role. And these two characters, Gray, who's completely hungover and miserable that he has to be there, has to read with Skylar, and they end up having a tremendous amount of, like, instantaneous chemistry, and they share a kiss at this audition. Uh-huh. And so that's kind of the beginning of the story. Skylar is a few years older than Gray. What is she, 22 or 23, Lauren?
Yes.
I think did we lose Lauren? Okay. She's really grown up in the music world. Her father is a musician, and she's been around a lot of flaky musicians. So she has a number of reasons to not want to pursue things with Gray. Not only is he younger, but he already is kind of showing signs of being pretty irresponsible. And he's 19, she's, you know, a few years older, he's, you know, already, like, having house parties that cause $12,000 of damage, and so she's like, no way. And as the story goes on, Gray is working on the set, and, you know, they're trying to resist each other, and sometimes they're successful and sometimes they're not. I'll leave it at that.
Isn't that life? But now, where did... That's welcome to life, right? Now, where did this come from? Because it sounds like a really beautiful store in, like, Westport, Connecticut, where you can buy, like, fabulous home furnishings. But where did Noelle August come from?
That is actually it. We were in Connecticut and South Shore. No.
Then you saw me in August. Then you were in August.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was necessitated by the fact that we both have super long, complicated names for the cover of a book. And also, Veronica has such a well-established career in young adults. So we started out with sort of a joke name, which was my middle name, and then last name that was... Is it French for eggplant because of this disastrous eggplant dip that Veronica made once? You know, I like all your listeners know about. Yeah, and then our publisher wasn't as into our like private joke, so she sort of said, "Could you come back with something?" And we kind of, you know, like, we kind of put it together. We wanted an A last name because, you know, puts us higher up on the bookshelves. And, you know, we're just, I always say it's because Noelle is like, it was a Christmas gift when we got our book contract. And August is the month, I think, we signed the contract. So that's pretty much the genesis. And it's a good, I think it's a good name for, you know, the author that we become when we merge our minds together.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, if this was one author named Noelle August, who would play her on the big screen? That's the question. So more
people together,
who would you be?
I think like Emma Stone or somebody like really funny and smart and sexy.
Yeah.
How easy was that? How easy was that? Now, speaking of easy, it's easy for you two to come together because, you know, it's so difficult just to even like do things on our own, let alone have a writing partner. Is it easy for you to come together with the story?
Yeah. I said this recently and Lauren laughed at me, but Lauren has like an amazing mind for stories. I mean, for many, many years, she's been sort of like, you know, she has been an independent editor, and she's been working with writers to, you know, help them get their stories in shape. And so I really could not have picked a better person to write with. She's just amazing. And we also have a lot of respect for each other. So when we come up against story problems, you know, we're never really like throwing shoes across the room or anything like that. We just sort of talk it out like grown-ups. And
well, like strong female, you know, characters, saying, right? Like what
I know,
about.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about that because the trilogy is known for having strong female characters. No gunfighting, no butt kicking, just smart, engaged, powerhouse characters. Why has this been a focus point for you all?
Well, this is a thing that we both are really passionate about. We know, I have a lot of nieces and sort of nieces and girls in my life who are this age, and I find that they are just, man, to the person, absolutely awesome and funny and smart and self-aware and insightful, and they kick butt. And I think we both felt like there weren't enough of those girls of that age out in books right now. And, you know, everybody has vulnerabilities. They're not, you know, super girls running around who are impervious to all emotional harm or anything. But, you know, we really wanted them to, you know, our big things were we wanted them to feel pretty good about themselves, and if they didn't, to have a really strong reason not to. And we wanted them to have a pretty healthy attitude toward sex and romance, and especially toward their friendships. We have absolutely banned frenemies from anything that, you know, that we're writing as Noelle August. And it's important,
and also,
I think, to just model that.
Absolutely. I'm reading here how to create a strong male character who's not an alpha hole. I love this word.
Yeah.
Love alpha hole. Because there's a lot of
them. There seriously are.
That's all I'm getting.
You can be hot and be a nice guy. Come on.
Listen, here I am. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey. No, listen, we don't love ourselves. How in the hell are we going to love somebody else? Ain't that the truth? But now we got to talk about, Lauren, tell us what's next for you, because we got to wind down. I can't believe, it's like, of course, when we're having fun, that's when things start, like, we got to wind it up now and wrap it up. So, Lauren, tell us what's next for you.
Yeah, it's so great to have been here. Yeah, for me, I'm working on, I just have a young adult, sort of a, I would say it was like a suspense novel. And I want to give more time to Veronica because she has an awesome project coming up. So I'll let her take away with her stuff.
Take all your
stuff. What's next for you?
I have a book coming out in February, and it's called Riders. And it is based on the four horsemen of the apocalypse who are incarnated as four modern teens are kind of incarnated. Incarnations of the four horsemen, and it's told from the perspective of war, and it's kind of a modern day fantasy, and it's a lot of fun. There's it's like most things I do, action and romance, and some puns. You've all been warned if you read it, there are puns.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So I just had a lot of fun writing it, and you know. Hopefully people will enjoy reading it.
Well, it's coming out in February, so it's clearly an Aquarius. So that's my birthday month.
There we go. What's your birthday day?
Valentine's Day. I'm not kidding.
Oh. I don't know. My ex was an Aquarius, so, you know. I can see that are,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It was good for a while. I'll say that.
But you know what's fun is that the book is so that book is coming out in February, right? So we'll have to have you back on the show.
Correct.
So we could talk about
that.
But what's in store for Noelle August?
Yeah, go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, we're in the process of deciding. I mean, we definitely have more ideas, and we have a great time working together. And I think, you know, we're just trying to kind of, like, I have to get through a few things on my YA book, but we definitely are, you know, working towards finding a way to write something else together. We've got some really good ideas. So I don't know if you want to add anything, Lauren, but.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I think we'll definitely come together again. We have too much fun, and we have to have a reason to get together and eat sushi and, you know, drink mimosas and stuff. So.
And just have girl fun, right?
Now, exactly.
How can people follow you?
Well, they can follow
online. Yeah, we have a website, and we're also on Twitter. So we're Noelle August. Is it Noelle_August or Noelle August?
Yeah, it's Noelle_August on Twitter and NoelleAugust.com on the net. And Noelle August Books on Facebook. And
We're on Facebook,
Instagram.
Too.
You are all the Well, the books, Boomerang, Rebound, and Bounce, go get them, enjoy them, read them. Everyone's like, oh, summer reading. Listen, winter is coming around the corner. It was already snowing today in Connecticut. I saw everybody's pictures on Facebook. There were like 3 flurries, and everyone's going to be stuck in the house. So these are the books to read.
Oh, wow.
When y'all are stuck in the house. Get your mimosas, get your wine, get your fires going, get your books. Start a book club, y'all. My niece is 14. Lily, go get the books. Learn about life. And what's going to happen if you ever move to California? No, all fun stuff.
Right.
Noelle August, I hope I can have you all back soon. And, of course, Veronica, when the book is out in February, you'll come back to Max and Friends. And, Lauren,
Thank
let
you.
Me know what's going on with you. Have any books coming out? What first time you're a friend, second time you're family on Max and Friends. So
let me know. That sounds awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you
Thanks
both for
so
joining
much.
Me here. And before we let you all go, I do a little thing at the end of the show called Wisdom for the Week. So, Veronica, what is your wisdom for the week?
I've been thinking about this one this week. Mine is don't try to please everyone.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. And, Lauren, what's your wisdom for the week?
I think along with that, it would be to make sure that you give to yourself every single day.
That's
in the same wheelhouse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, high five. Woo.
All right. That's a virtual Max and Friends high five all over the world. So my wisdom of the week, everyone, is to take life to the max. Enjoy yourself. Because when you enjoy yourself, you can enjoy others. And once you know how to enjoy yourself, others will be able to know how to enjoy you too. So on that note, we're going to play a fun song here on Max and Friends. Sharon Gatow again, Lead Me to the Water. Good night, good karma, take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends. Thanks so much to my guest, The Truth About Pasta. That was fun, Sarah. And thank you to my guest right now, Noelle August, on Max and Friends. But right now, Lead Me to the Water. Take this week to the max. I love you all for listening. Good night, good karma.
Water, gotta hear my soul in the water. but tell me, where does meaning begin? Yesterday